Hello, everyone. Sorry, I am logging in a little late. I was busy making sure that my permissions in Folio Sunflower Bugfest are satisfactory for our testing today. Let me pull up our agenda. Give me just a second. Okay, do we have a note taker for today before we get started? I would do it, but I'm going to be driving, I assume, on the active testing.
I
I
can
can
do it. Take note. I'll let you do it, Rob.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll let you do it.
No, Rob, please, you
All right, I'll do
do I insist.
it. Okay, I'll take care of it this week.
Thanks, Rob. I can do next
Sure.
week. Thank you, Rob.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, are there any announcements before we get started? Okay, just as a reminder, today we're going to have a thank you. Okay, what is this? Oh, the meeting notes. Thank you for posting the meeting notes, Lynn. I should have done that. Okay, no announcements. So today we are going to test two pieces of functionality that have come up in recent weeks. The first is whether or not in an import profile, the same action can be used multiple times in the same job import profile. And next, to test if the same submatch can be used multiple times in the same job profile. And then once we do that testing, maybe at a quarter two, we'll stop and have open questions. If we don't get to them today, then we can schedule a Thursday lab session for continuation if people are available, or make it the make any testing a priority for our next working meeting, which will occur after our next business meeting. Is everyone okay with that? Does anyone have any preferences as to which of these two cases we test first? Whether or not the same action can be used multiple times in the same job profile, and whether or not the same submatch can be used multiple times in the same job profile?
I like the action one.
Okay. I gave it a few seconds and I didn't hear any other opinions. So we're going to go for testing whether or not the same action can be used multiple times in the same job profile. Does anyone have any use cases for this?
It's kind of a made-up use case, but I could see having three different holdings for three different libraries, and you want to update something in the holdings for only two libraries, not the third
Yeah.
one.
So we actually do have a use case for this at Chicago. I was just giving everybody else a chance to speak up first. We have a similar use case. So One of our use cases, and actually, I did some investigation before this meeting, and we have a profile, and the profile is running. And I can actually show our local profile. Give me just a second. That said, we haven't had any data that needed to use that second match in a really long time, and definitely not within Ramsons, not since we've implemented Ramsons. So let me pull up this profile. Give me a second, and I can tell you about our use case. I just do not multitask very well. Okay, I'm going to share my screen. So this is the profile that I found locally that does this. And this is the case where we have new acquisitions that we have physically acquired, and then we have sent them out to a third-party vendor for cataloging. And we have some very old records that don't necessarily match. So we have records that are old and don't match our current workflow. So when they would come back to us from the vendor who's cataloged them, they have our instance HRID in the 001. And they'll have a holdings record with a type of physical, and they'll have an item status that is still on order. And then we will use three action profiles: update the instance, update the holdings, and then update the item. But for some of these, like I said, are very old because they're coming out of a backlog, and maybe it is. It, maybe these record or maybe these records came to us through a process where we didn't, acquire them with a purchase order. They came through a gift, right? Or some other process. And so they're not going to match, say, where the item status is on order, or maybe it's been received. Although usually we don't use the receiving app, so it stays on order in our system. So what we'll do is if it doesn't match on holdings type of physical or item status on order, like we expect, we'll just match where the instance HRID matches to the 001. And then we'll look for just any holdings where the HRID begins with one or any item where the HRID begins with one. And then we'll use the same exact actions. So we basically have two different match circumstances, but we want to apply the same action profile regardless of which match scenario works. Before I move on, does I see something in chat? Yeah, so great. I'm glad that others have a similar use case to this, Lynn.
Yeah, so my profile looks very similar to yours, except we had to adapt ours based on what Anne-Marie said years ago, that you have to make a copy and then give it a unique name. So we have a lot of repeating things. It's the same action. It's like update holdings two from update holdings one, and we would just like to get rid of all the unnecessary noise.
Right. So I remembered that too. And that's why I thought we couldn't do this. But then, when I, like I said, when I was preparing for this, I was looking back through our import profiles, looking for use cases. And I found this. And so this profile is working. It's working pretty regularly. But when I looked back through, everything for like the last 6 months. I didn't find any that were matching on the second circumstance, which actually kind of doesn't surprise me because at this point, a lot of our older stuff has been cataloged. And we are, it's mostly new stuff. So I can't confirm whether or not this works or not. What I do know is that Folio is okay with saving an import profile that looks like this. And I remember at one point we would get error messages if we tried to save an import profile that used an action more than once. So I'm thinking that we should try creating a similar import profile. I think that the key elements here are going to be creating two separate match circumstances and then performing the same action. So we could, create a circumstance. I don't know if it needs to be as complex as what I just showed you. It might be as easy as just creating an import that matches on the instance HRID or on the OCLC number, and updates. And then we would just need an import file that, matched one record in the system on instance HRID and one record in the system on OCLC number and see if it works. Does that sound like a reasonable or solid place to start with our testing today?
Works for me.
Okay. We got one verbal okay and then one thumbs up. If we have time at the end too, maybe we can reflect on the format for this type of session. So let's go to match profiles. And we've got an 001 to 001 match. And we've got and I just want a basic 035 match. Let's see. While I'm doing that, please let me know if there's anything in chat or if somebody has raised their hand because I have to stop what I'm looking and look over to check. And so I might easily. Oh, here we go. This is 035 to system control number.
It might be easier just to create one.
Yeah. We're going to match the instance on the 035. Okay. We have an 001. Okay, there we go. 001 to instance HRID. Okay. So let's create a new. gonna like prefix these with DI sig so we know what that these are from our sig meeting. DI sig test multiple instance update. Match on 001 to instance HRID and update instance, or match on 035 to OC number and update instance. Fine. I should have checked on the updates. You know what? I'm going to save this and oh, you can't save it without an action profile.
I wonder if that's something we could ask to be changed because it, I know I would find it helpful to basically get it started and then resave it, then save it without any match points or action profiles so that I can like add them in later because I realized, oh, I don't have the right one set up ahead of time.
Yeah, I think that we can actually use this default. And then, so for non-matches, we want to match on. Oh, there's an 035 instance match. Why wasn't it coming up? So we can save it. I'm just going to check what this instance profile does. Yeah, it does nothing. So we should maybe add a statistical code. I always like to recheck that my changes were always saved. Okay. I think that this should test what we're trying to test, don't you think?
Good to me, yeah.
I'm going to go to inventory and find two records. I'm going to search on a random word. Export that one, and that one can be our instance match. And I'm going to edit. This, and that should make it so that nothing else matches that OCLC number. Okay, and then I will export this too. No, so this is the one that should match on instance. Oops. Oh, sorry. So this is the one that should match on instance HRID, and this is the first match and update. So let's see if it works. So it was updated by me today and it has a BugFest statistical code. So we can go to the second. And this one should match on. Oh, you know what? I should edit this to remove the instance HRID so we know it's not matching on the instance HRID. Give me just 1 second. It worked. And we can see that if we look at the file that was imported, that there is no 001 to match on. So it definitely matched on the OCN. So that's a promising first step. For Rob, you're taking notes. Are you recording what we're testing and then the outcomes of the test? I think that that's really all we need to record in the notes.
Sorry, I forgot I was muted. I put the import profile you created here,
Oh, that's a great idea.
and yeah, and now I'll put the results, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need anything else, like the bib IDs or anything?
I don't think so,
Okay.
because if someone goes to the job profile, they'll be able to see, or the log, they'll be able to see. I mean, this is the benefit of using Bugfest as opposed to Snapshot, even though Snapshot is earlier code. I mean, more recent. It's fresher, up to date, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Sorry, I'm not very articulate.
Yeah.
But we can save match profiles here, and we can save jobs, and we can go back and we can see the logs.
Well, yeah.
So figuring out what information we need to save so that we can reconstruct these tests. As a part
So,
of, validating that functionality is or is not working.
yeah. So I should just be putting down that the record updated as we expected.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can't think of anything else to add. So, for
I'm
this one
wondering.
at least.
Right. I'm wondering what else we need to test on, multiple actions. So should we test? I mean, do we feel like this is enough, or should we also test matches on bib records and bib updates? Because sometimes those have acted differently. What do people feel? Are there other use cases that maybe have slightly different criteria that we need to expand on? I mean, we could expand to, holdings and item matching, because that will also let us maybe experiment with, holdings. Let's go to. Maybe we can combine actually the two test cases. I'm going to just make a copy of this.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Christy. That's a really common task that we do for holdings and items.
Yeah, it might be worth testing that too. Looks like we already are.
Well, and it's helpful because we're recording the session. So if we do run into issues, we can always point developers to the recording so they can see exactly what we did.
Right. I'm wondering if we should also switch to a bib ID match and an update marked bibliographic so we can test that as well.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yes, and I finally.
Let's be efficient in our testing and test as many things in one go as we can.
Yes.
So we're going to match on the 001 to 001. And then we're going to match. Oh, no. We're going to match the holdings. So for us, the common, an easy common holdings match that might need to be repeated is matching on the vendor reference number, but getting order data into a snapshot, I mean, in the test is not easy. So maybe holdings type. And I know that there's a holdings type match in here. There should be. No, there's holdings type electronic. What I'm going to do. What is it that I need? Oh, I need a holdings type match. Then we will. There an update holdings?
I wonder if we maybe want to create a stat code that's just DI sig testing.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. DI sig update holdings with stat code. And we can update these profiles to use that.
It just occurred to me that maybe we would want to be able to quickly find everything that we did in inventory.
Well, I said state code instead of stat code, but I'm trying to rush because I see we're already at 12:36. So let's just update the holdings. Or let's just do DI sig. And then, so for non-matches, oh no, then what we want to do is for non-matches here, where it doesn't match on the 001 to 001, we can match on the 035 to 035. Just use that one for now. And then the same match profile. And then the same action update or
Christy, I created the DI sig
okay.
stat code in Sunflower.
Thank you. I'm not
You're
going to
welcome.
implement it right this second, though.
No, it's fine. I just want to let you know that I
Okay.
did it.
So I think that this will test those that we can reuse match profiles because we're reusing the holdings type physical profile, and that we can reuse action profiles underneath a mark bid match. I'm wondering if we need to add an update. Update bib action just to make this test thorough. Or should we just try this first and then make a decision about whether we need another test?
Well, I guess we could always do an update bib with the action profile, adding in a field, like instead of having to do anything, mark edit.
Yeah, I'm just going to make sure that these have. Oh, you know what? I'm ch got to change this. Sorry, what was that?
Oh, if we just did an action that was adding in a another, like, I don't know, 500 nude or something.
Okay, this one's already physical. Okay, we could do that really quick. Let's like create a field mapping profile that is update bib. I mean up, yeah. Oh, but that's I think that we can just use the default update bib and just make sure the action happens. Hold on. We're going to delete this. We're going to add just a I don't know what that is, but we'll check it out before we actually use it. Okay. That's weird. Okay, I'm going to close this and then open it up again. I think I made too many changes. I'm going to edit this. I'm going to, can I delete that? Then I'm going to add update holdings here. Okay, that looks right. Let's refresh it. Okay. Please forgive me all of my crazy spelling and these things. I'm typing really fast so we can get through this. Okay, I think that that looks right. So now let's go back to data import, and I think we can use the same files. So this one is the one that's going to match on instance or the 001. And then the holdings type, and then update the instance and holdings. If we did everything right and it works. Okay. So we've got a bug fest here. It was updated by me. And the instance was updated again by me. Oh, it was not updated.
So I checked
Oh, wait a second.
that default single record. There's nothing in it. There's no override or updates.
But it should still update. So it's updating the holdings, but not the instance. I mean, yeah, it's not updating. I'm wondering if it updated the source record.
Did the 005 change to today's date?
Oh. Well, it did update earlier, because this is the same record that we used earlier. So I think that we do need to test this
Different record.
with, yeah, I think we do need to expand on this test a little and figure out why it said that the instance was updated, but it wasn't. And then we've got. And I can work on, after this meeting, I'll work on cleaning these up, and I'll replace like the stack code with our stack code so we can reuse them for other things. Yeah, that's what we want. Oh. But I think that if this works, this means that we can reuse match profiles within a job when it's a submatch. So this also did not get updated, but the holdings did get updated. But there could be a problem with that bib update. So there's bug fest. Okay. So we learned a lot, and there's actually a lot of positive things that we learned. We learned that we can reuse action profiles and we can reuse match profiles, at least under the conditions that we tested today. So we know it's possible. I'm going to stop sharing so we can have some reflection time, think about next steps, and see if there are any, open questions for topics for lab. So, how did people think things went in general today?
Thought it went pretty well, although I was trying to take notes, so I may not have caught everything. I mean, I hope I caught everything note-wise, but not necessarily everything that was going on right as it was going on.
I think it went well.
Okay. Well, I think we'll get better at it as we go along and we get more practice. Do we think that we have enough information to, answer the questions that were on the agenda for today, which is whether or not we can, the same action can be used multiple times in the same job profile? And whether or not the same submatch can be used multiple times in the same job profile.
I would say in general, yes, but put like an asterisk of we only tried these certain things. So if you use it a different way, we can't validate for sure.
Right. Is it worth returning? Should we return to this at the next working meeting, which is going to be on, let me look at my calendar. So, Jennifer, I know that you have a better sense of this than I do. So, next Wednesday, the 21st, is going to be a business meeting. And then the 28th will be no meeting. So, is the first meeting in February the 4th? Is that going to be a business meeting again or a working meeting?
It'd be a business meeting, so the lab would be the 11th.
Okay. So, it's not every other meeting. It's we reset to the first meeting of the month is always a business meeting.
Yeah,
Okay.
but I mean, we could always, even in the business meeting, if we need to test something, I mean, I'm not opposed to changing the, changing the format so we can continue the discussion.
Okay. Lynn.
Thank you for clarifying that, Jennifer. I was also wondering if maybe since our meeting rhythm has changed, that maybe we need a new calendar invite that is reflects our new meeting schedule. I don't think we can give it two different names for like for the for the lab week versus the business meeting week. I don't think Zoom's that smart yet, but I don't know if that's something we want to ask for at this point in time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's possible to, have an automated meeting invite one single automated meeting invitation where we meet the first three Monday or the first three Wednesdays, and then any subsequent Wednesdays in the month are canceled. I think we would either, if we wanted to do that, we would have to like create a meeting invitation for the first Monday of the month and then create another one for the second Monday of the month and then create another one for the third Monday of the month and then not have one for, fourth or fifth Mondays, right? Or Wednesdays, sorry. I don't know why I keep saying Monday. I guess because I have another standing folio meeting on Mondays. So that might just be something that we have to, until we understand, We just have to remind people that there when there are no meetings.
Yeah, it also gets complicated when there's months with 5 Wednesdays in the month. I don't actually know the meeting schedule. Is it just the last week that we're doing off always?
I think that we could. I think that right now, the way it's set up is that we would have 2 Wednesdays off. We always have the fourth Wednesday off, and if there's a fifth one, we have that one off too. If we find that we need more meetings, then we could just make it always the last Wednesday. I mean, I think we can be flexible in our approach to what works, because we want to have enough meetings that we can maintain momentum and get stuff done, but also not overload people. Right. And we can always make time in the Thursday lab for people who can make that. Okay. So there's one other just thing to quickly discuss, and that is the agenda for the next meeting. Should we focus on the refinement of qualifiers with the lab focused on our work in progress, followed by a business meeting where we share the results? Can you say more about that, Jennifer?
Yeah, that might be a lab rather than a business meeting. I restarted the refinement piece because Lynn shared the documentation from Alma. So I reworked it again, and it's much easier now, but that might be better to do in a lab, I'm thinking. So we can save that one.
Okay. Well, we can always put that for the February 11th working. So when you say lab, are you thinking about the working session or a Thursday lab?
Oh, sorry. The workshopping session.
Yeah.
Yeah. 'Cause I
Okay.
think was it 2 weeks ago we didn't get to one of the new topics. It was going in inverse order, starting with the items and updating items, holdings, and instance. We never got to that one.
I hope somebody captured that because I was actually making notes, so I didn't hear the details of what you said. I don't know that I necessarily need to. I'm just making notes about our decision so I can make sure to that we get those scheduled when we need
Yeah,
to.
so I know it was on our schedule maybe 3 weeks or a couple weeks ago. It was from the new topics request list, and the request is to be able to update in the inverse order that we do now. So update item, then update holding, then update instance. So would that be a new topic that people want to look at, or does someone have another new topic they want to look at?
I mean, I'm the one that added that. So I think that I am not opposed for that to be, next on the topic list. I actually think that, that might be a short discussion as well. And we could probably see if there's another like small in scope discussion. Also, and I guess we should have brought this up in the announcements. We only have 4 minutes, but there will be a discussion in tomorrow's metadata management SIG meeting, that covers getting updates to the holdings record, the electronic access block and the holdings record, and the marked instance mapping for the 856s to electronic access. Yes, Jennifer.
Oh, if there's time there, I saw that there are several JIRA issues that have been scheduled to update log messages. And I think it's for Trillium. So if you want, I could grab those because we've never discussed that.
Okay. Yeah. If you could if you can send those Jiras my way, I will go ahead and start putting together the agenda for next week.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right, Lynn.
I was wondering, do we want to continue doing the qualifiers in a Thursday lab session? Because they tend to be really slow when we as we try to think through everything, so that we can save the lab meetings for actual testing of things as opposed to the theoretical mappings.
So the way I did it, I started testing immediately. So with your document from Alma, I was able to test right away. Yeah. I just
Is the doc still the same? Because I can go look at
yeah, it, except the begin here is a little later in the document.
it. That's
And it's
fine.
just, yeah, right now it's just a table. And so I guess thinking of the different combinations.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for a great meeting. I'll see everyone next week or online.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.